Lamplight presents Ruby Flynn by Nadine Dorris. Narrated by Noreen Layton. Chapter 1. Dahomey Head, Mayo, the last day in February, 1947.
Con, I have them. I can see the girl. She's on the back of the cart.
Con O'Malley lifted his head and faced his assistant, Thomas. The ferocity of the almost horizontal West Coast sleet from the Atlantic slapped him straight in the face. It was so cold and hard, the sting almost made him shout out loud. He took a deep breath, shaded his eyes with his hands, and squinted up towards one of the most desolate and tragic sights he had ever seen.
I can see her, but not the lad. She doesn't look good now.
Thomas was almost 20 feet above Con, who bent his head against the force of the driving sleet and slowly made his way up the steeply sloping hill. Even this close to the sea and in such ferocious wind, the snow stood deep, and both men found the going treacherous and bitterly cold in their inadequate rubber boots. Even though his wife had made him wear 2 pairs of her own knitted socks before he set out, Con's feet were so frozen he could not tell where they ended and the snow began. Thomas had begun to sink into the snowy bog and was nearly up to his knees as he waited for Con to cover the ground.
Good Lord, give me breath, said Con, resting just a couple of feet below Thomas while he waited for God to deliver.
He lifted his face once again into the sleet to try to catch another sight of the girl and was whipped across the face by tines of ice carried on the wind.
Who knows how old she is? And what with being fed so little, Jesus! She has only a shawl and rags on her. She must be soaked and frozen through. There's nothing on her feet, Thomas.
It was an hour since Con and Thomas had entered the cottage below them. Con's yellow vomit was still clearly visible at the front door, not yet totally covered in snowfall. The mother was indeed dead, as they had feared. But Con had not expected that the father, who they knew had died days earlier, would still be indoors. The mud floor of the cottage was soft in parts from urine and vomit, and the smell had been acrid and overpowering. There was no food, no fuel, nothing in the cottage that would sustain body or soul, just the overpowering stench of death seeping from the 2 bodies lying side by side on a straw mattress.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?